My name is Jackie. I'm from a care company, private company, caring for people in their homes.
Okay.
So we're here today to support everyone that comes into the hospital and to give over our details so that, you know, we can acquire some people into our environment.
Yeah, okay. And what are your links with the hospital?
We get referrals from the hospital. A patient's discharged and they'll ring us and say, have we got capacity to take them in? We then make arrangements with them to collect, well, they drop them back home,
yeah.
And then we go in and do the assessment.
Okay.
And we go there and see if they'll take us on.
Okay.
To look after them, support them at home.
And
the idea is to keep them at home.
This is so important because, you know, there's always this anxiety of people going to end up in homes, not be able to stay in their home.
Absolutely,
like that,
so. Yes, exactly. Okay. So that is the aim for us. Okay. Every time, you know.
So what's involved with an assessment? You say you come out and do an assessment.
Yeah,
what does involve
assessment,
that?
We go through all their health history, why they've been in hospital, and if our carers can have capacity to help them in that respect. So we've got about 90 carers that we have at the moment, because we are a small company, but we are expanding. But when we're in the home, we do the assessment, check out that there's no risks, no hazards or anything, and if there is, we'll put that right while we're there, and we just support them with their personal care, eating, taking them out if needs be. If there's pets there, we can arrange to help in that capacity as well, and just give support to the family. And just make sure that they're comfortable.
And this is going to be so important, isn't it? You know, just to have someone to be able to stay in their own home, and also for the families as well, knowing that their loved ones can be looked after.
Exactly. So that is the... They have got to have the first say in everything that we do for them. We always have to make sure we give them choices, and they're happy with it. We can make suggestions if we think they might be veering off a little bit, but on the whole, they are happy, and we have a close relationship with them. You know, in the beginning, it might be a little bit, oh, you know, I'm not sure, but, you know, the carers are fantastic, and we train them to really put first the customer's wishes and just go with that.
And in terms of your carers and your staff, I mean, it can be quite an emotionally draining job at times. I mean, so how do you support your staff through that?
Oh God, they have regular training or refreshers, and you know, we have weekly meetings with them. Sometimes we have Zoom calls because they're out working, obviously. So we just give them reminders about how they're supposed to treat everyone, including their own colleagues as well, and work together as a team. And if they're not sure about anything, they must contact the office immediately so that we can reassure them and give them, you know, put them on the right track.
That is so important, to support your staff. Happy workforce means that you've got a better organisation, yeah?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are all happy, actually. We get on really, really well, you know. So it's just trying to expand the company now. With staff in the office and, of course, carers, driver carers. So expanded in all areas, really.
And have you found it a struggle to recruit? Is that been something that's been an issue for you?
No, not so much a struggle. It's just that we are careful with whom we take on, because obviously caring doesn't suit everyone, unfortunately. So we just analyse who we take on, go through all the, you know, sequences that we need to go through to make sure that they suit the job.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like you put a lot of thought into it. It's a very individual kind of, you know, not really a one size fits all approach. Everything's unique and individual to the person.
Yes, it is, definitely. You've said it in one.
So how do we find out more about what you do?
Sorry?
How do we find out more about what you do?
We've got a website. It's UK Star Care, and it's got everything on there. How to contact us, obviously, what we do. It goes into big details about that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
My name is Jerry Jordan. I'm the patient flow and discharge lead for Ashford and St. Peter's.
I'm Eileen, one of the team leader of Complex Discharge Team.
I guess there's a lot to think about if someone's been in hospital for a while and they're being discharged and they're looking to come home. So how do you support with that, Cherry?
So basically, we engage with the family as soon as they come in, because admission and discharge always have to be linked in. So we support them as soon as they come into the hospital to see what their concerns are and what would be their plan, and also specifically what does the patient want when they get discharged. So our aim is to support them in the community. We have given you, we provide them with all the information at the same time. We engage our staff, so we have got our discharge study days, we have all activities and basically engaging and educating the nurses as well what we have in the community, because NHS is a good service, but we work sometimes in silos. So we are trying to break that barriers, open it out, and see this is what we've got in the community. Hence, in our stand, we have linked in with all our system partners in the community, from adult social care, continuing health care, and of course district and barracks. But at the same time, we've got our private care providers as well, care agencies, and also care homes, and they have provided us with free tombola, freebies as well, and informational leaflets for everyone in there, so they can be accessed from community.
And it's really important, isn't it, to, you know, for different organisations to work together and kind of join things up.
Yes, it's very important, because the success of discharge planning will really matter if we work together.
And what are the issues, the sort of things that come up when someone's being discharged from hospital?
Pardon me.
What sort of things come up? What sort of problems do people find when they're looking to come home from hospital?
It could be like equipments. So with our partner Home Safe Plus, they can be supported in the community, like if they need a dependent alarm, care alarm, or even like just befriending support in the community. So Home Safe Plus can actually support with that. So
this will all be done whilst the patient's still in hospital, so that there can be like a seamless sort of come out of hospital and go to home when the time's right. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So we're not going to discharge our patient unless they are safe, and the support that they needed is actually there in the community.
Brilliant. Cherry, for you, the NHS is 75th birthday. I mean, how long have you worked for the NHS?
Well, I've always been loyal in Ashford and St. Peter's. I've been here since 2002, so basically it's 21 years now.
Wow. What's the best thing about working for the Trust here?
I think it's the working relationship. Everyone you see in the corridor will always say hi and good morning to you. So that kind of lifts you up when you're having a really bad day. And most importantly, how we care about our patient. It's about patient first, putting them in our first thing in our heart, and what we always do.
But actually, that's really good that, you know, to hear that the staff are there supporting each other, because, you know, the nature of the work you're doing, you're going to find yourself in some very tough situations, and that's going to have an effect emotionally. So you're able to support each other through those sort of times.
Yes, because this is what I'm saying. Especially Ashford and St. Peter's are really focused on the health and well-being of the staff. So they have provided the gym, you know, gardens in there, and staff area where we can really relax and unwind. So that is really good, with the stress and all the things that we are getting from the pressure, from the system and everyone. I think it's really good that we just support. It's working collaboratively. Absolutely. Is what we aim for here.
Brilliant. And what's the best thing for you at working here at the Trust?
The best thing for me is like somewhere along the way we befriend each other, either internal or external partner. So just like what Cherry said, collaboration and networking is very important for us, especially the discharge team.
And how long have you worked at the Trust and the NHS?
I've been here since 2000, but I went to the community for a while, then came back again. Okay. So
you loved it so much you came back. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it was great to talk to you both, and enjoy the rest of your community day here.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day too.